This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Sometimes in our lives we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we're wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Those words ring a bell. They're part of the hit single written by Bill Withers in 1972, the song called Lean On Me. Lean on me when you're not strong and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm going to need somebody to lean on. So just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me if you need a friend. Now, they're great words, good words of help, because there are times when we need someone. We need someone to rely on who'll stand by us in difficult times, to give support and strength that we don't have, because life is full of these uncertainties. There are decisions we've got to make. And wouldn't it be nice to know what to do in every detail of what lies ahead? Well, of course, it doesn't work like that. We don't always know what's coming up. And so there's a temptation to say, God, are you sure you know what you're doing? Do you have everything under control? The writer of the Proverbs in the Old Testament, Proverbs 3, 5 to 7, puts it like this: with all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Always let him lead you and he will clear the road for you to follow. Don't ever think that you're wise enough, but respect the Lord and stay away from evil. An older translation has these words: lean not on your own understanding. And even though we've got this natural tendency to try to understand and make sense of circumstances, it's great to know that we don't have to do that. Well, we can't anyway, because God's ways are higher than ours. Isaiah says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." So Scripture says we're not to lean or to depend on our own understanding. Tragedies have occurred when we tend to rely on our own judgment. And I'm thinking of what happened back in 1999, July 16. John F. Kennedy Jr. was the 39-year-old son of the late President Kennedy. And he was flying his light aircraft along the U.S. coast. And this was at night time, and all he could see was water. He had no visual landmarks to help him, and he became confused. His inner ear tricked him into thinking he was level, when in fact he was beginning this very steep dive, and he sped downward at 4,700 feet per minute. And by the time Kennedy knew he was in trouble, it was too late. And adding to that tragedy, that in the plane was his wife and sister-in-law, and all three perished in that terrible accident. So how sad to realize that from the time Kennedy began his flight, there was an instrument called an altimeter on board that could have guided him, preserved his life. An altimeter is this instrument that determines the elevation of the plane, its height above sea level. It senses the pressure and all that. So if he'd taken notice of that, this disaster would not have happened. Kennedy had never been trained to read the aircraft's altimeter. If he had, of course, he wouldn't have made that tragic mistake. So instead, he leaned on his own understanding. Your level, he kind of said to himself, when the instrument in the plane said, you're going down, and the instrument was correct. The Bible says that we can depend, we can rely on God. In Psalm 37, verse 5, it says, let the Lord lead you and trust him to help. And Proverbs 28, 26 is actually more to the point. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. So God is our Heavenly Father. He's always there to lean on. He's not asleep. And that's why we can trust. And actually, that word trust means to attach yourself to or confide in, to feel safe, be confident, to be secure, rely on. So imagine a person sitting on a strong chair, agreeing that it is strong, but then gets up because he doesn't trust it. Does that person really trust the chair? It's only when you sit on it with your whole weight. You welcome me, Lord, into your presence, and we want to relax our fears and anxieties on you as we trust you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.